Okay, so I just read off the screen. Day zero, interview one. Hey, is there a reason I'm reading this all out? It seems like something you should be doing. Having me read the interview questions and answer them helps you keep track of cognitive and neurological side effects. So what? You're afraid this shit might make me forget how to read? Ugh. Fuck, what did I sign up for? You need the money. You need the money. Okay. Moving on. I acknowledge that I have read and agreed to all disclaimers, waivers, and policies associated with this medical trial. Violating the terms of any of these agreements renders them void. I will receive no monetary compensation, and BTEC Medical Research may seek damages based on the nature of the breach of contract. We good? Okay. First question. How many hours a week do you devote to school and or work? A lot. Probably 70 hours, if I'm being conservative. Yeah, it is a lot. I'm in my final year of a computer science degree, and I'm supporting myself working for a tech startup. I'm in quality assurance, but basically it's a paid internship. I'm learning things and making industry connections. In theory, anyway. Next question. How many hours a week do you spend on personal responsibilities, such as household chores or personal appointments? 20? 30 maybe? How many hours a week do you spend on purely recreational activities? What's that even? Okay, serious answer, maybe 10 or 12 hours, depending on if I have a whole day off that I don't spend just catching up on sleep. Whatever. Moving on. How often do you engage in leisure activities with friends? I mean, talk to classmates between classes or when we're working on group projects. And every week on payday, I go to a bar with some people from work. That's about it. Do I currently have a romantic or sexual partner? Wow. Getting kind of personal here. The answer is no. I don't see why that matters. Well, if you must know, it's been about 14 months since my last relationship ended. No, I don't do casual hookups. Because I'm not a cheap slut, maybe? I have some self-respect? I'm not going to just go to bed with some random stranger. Plus, I'm busy. I'm trying to start a career and finish my degree. Guys can wait. Are we moving on now? Read the following statements. After each statement, say if you strongly disagree, disagree, neither agree nor disagree, agree, or strongly agree. Great, one of these. Ugh. I often find myself overthinking situations. Yeah, agree. I get in my own head, sure. Who doesn't, right? I regularly use sex to manage stress? Nope. Disagree. Weird question. I consider myself naturally submissive? What the fuck? Some questions are worded to provoke an emotional response. Well, consider me fucking provoked. Strongly disagree. I wish someone else would make my decisions for me. Strongly disagree. I may overthink choices and feel overwhelmed, but I don't want to give up my freedom. My body, not my brain, is my greatest asset. No. Nope. My brain and I don't always get along, but I love it. This container it's in is soft in places I'd rather not be soft. So not my greatest asset. That's it? Thank God. So what's next? Just take one of these little pink pills every day for the next 30 days and then come back here for the next interview. Yeah, okay. Here goes nothing. All right, fingers crossed, I guess. See you next month. Is the recording going? Okay, so just start whenever I'm ready. Day 30, interview 2. Okay, what's first? Right, have I noticed any changes in feelings of stress or anxiety? Yeah, I have absolutely noticed a difference. It's like this weight is lifted. Things seem simpler and less complicated. You know what I mean, just, I don't know, I'm less bothered by stuff. I was worrying all the time before, but now, like, the sense of importance got turned down on so many things. Everything just feels more doable. Doable. I'm sorry. Yeah, what else? Have I experienced any changes in my work or personal life? Yeah, I have. I actually cut back hours at work, and I'm hanging out with friends more. Also, I'm actually seeing someone. His name is Jeff. We met at this bar when I was out with some friends. He's smart and cute and funny and hot and nice and so fucking sexy. I just want to sit on his... Sorry. I'm just so excited to have met someone. I was in a really dry spell, as you know. So dry. There may have been cobwebs. Question 3. Have I noticed any physical changes? Like what? Oh, like drug side effects? Okay. So you know how some antidepressants make it so that you can't, you know, finish? Yeah, no. It's the complete opposite. I feel so much more sensitive now. Not like overwhelmed, but things feel way better than they used to. I don't know, maybe I just forgot how good sex feels. Also, I, like, definitely lost some weight, but not lost it. Like, my tummy is definitely less squishy, my love handles are gone, but my boobs are bigger. It was subtle, so for a bit I thought it was just bloating, but I've definitely gone up, like, a full cup size. I'm not even wearing a bra right now, because I don't have any that fit right, and with the sensitivity issue I mentioned, the tight bras got very distracting. And I'm wearing leggings because my jeans are too tight. Yeah, my waist shrunk, but my hips and thighs didn't. I went from chubby to thick with a C. And my skin is clearer, my hair has been growing more. Should I be concerned? Like, I know all of this sounds crazy. Oh no, my boobs and butt are bigger than ever, and my skin and hair are beautiful, and it feels like a whole fireworks show when I come. Is this normal? Some redistribution of body fat? I guess that sounds right. Chemically similar to biotin. Or like the hair, skin, and nails vitamins? Yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, I guess I was coming off a long dry spell, sexually. So things are bound to feel more intense. Yeah, that all makes sense. Wow, thanks. I was a little concerned there. I mean, if there's gonna be side effects, I guess these are good ones. Okay, so the multiple choice. I often find myself overthinking situations. Nope. I'll say neither agree nor disagree. I was definitely thinking too much just now, but I'm a lot better than before. I regularly use sex to manage stress. Neither agree nor disagree. I mean, I'm definitely having sex regularly. Super regularly. But I don't know if I'd say that's how I relieve stress. Whoa! What the fuck was that? I'm not going to disregard that slide. That was fucking porn. part of another study? What the fuck study involves a buck naked, big titty slut crawling on all fours being led on a leash by a guy with the biggest cock I have ever seen? A survey of sexual preferences and behaviors? I don't know. I think someone forgot to delete their browser history. Not cool. Whatever. You know what? I'm really kind of uncomfortable. Just, I don't know, email me the other questions or something. I really don't want to be here right now. Yeah, keep taking the pretty pink pills. Be back next month. Get your shit together, nerds. So, did you miss me? I missed you. I hope you've been thinking about me. Sorry. Day 60, interview 3. So what do you want to know, handsome? I'm all yours. Oh my god, you are so serious. Okay, you want to start with the physical changes? Yeah, I bet you want to get physical with me. I'm teasing. Relax. Okay, well, I look different from last time, obviously. So I got this cute skirt. It's not too short, is it? Like, you can't see my whole pussy when I sit like this, can you? I made you look. I'm wearing panties, perv. Oh? Well, I thought I was. Whoopsie. Anyway, I got this adorable tank top, which shows off the absolute Grand Canyon of cleavage I've got going on now. Careful you don't fall in. You might get lost. Well, a part of you could get lost down there. You don't think so? Wow, it's always the shy science nerds that are packing. Why is that? Oh, you should do a study on that. I would make a great assistant for that study. Fine, I can be serious too. But yeah, like, look at me, dude. There have definitely been some physical fucking changes. I started taking those pills, and like 2 months later, I've got big honkin' badonkaroos, a itty bitty waist, a fat dump truck ass, and more thigh meat than a KFC. Oh, and I didn't dye my hair like this. It's just blonde now. Listen, you don't need to say all that corporate PR speak about unintended side effects or whatever. I'm not stupid. I can clearly see what's going on here. It's positive thinking, dude. Yeah, like, before this, I was all sad and pudgy and working too hard and not getting laid, like, at all. But then I took the pills and I felt better, more confident. I met a guy, and I felt sexy. And I thought of myself as sexy. I believed I was sexy. And then, because the mind, like, emanates the body and stuff, my body turned all sexy. Like, I visualized being this hot, fucking badass bitch. And then I manifested it. That's, like, psychology, dude. But yeah, I know you gotta write down whatever happens, even if the pill isn't directly responsible. Man, I would love to see the commercial for this stuff if that gets listed in the side effects. Side effects may include huge mommy milkies, thicker than snickeritis, and bomb-ass pussy syndrome. Okay, back to serious. Changes in my personal life. Well, I decided to take a year off of school before I finish my degree. I figure I'll travel Europe or something. See Paris, Rome, London, fuck a guy named Javier, fuck a girl named Yvette, that sort of thing. Oh, Jeff? Yeah, we broke up. Well, we were at some party and it was super dull and he was talking to these boring ass people about whatever. Well, so I went to get myself a drink, And there was this guy, and he said I had a really nice rack. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet, because I was wearing this new top. And nobody was talking about my boobs. Anyway, one thing led to another. And the next thing you know, Jeff's leaving me because he walked in on me getting Eiffel Towered by these two really nice guys. So yeah, he was just really controlling and jealous all the time. So I'm just a free agent now. I don't think I even believe in mahogany or whatever. Why get tied down by one guy? I can get tied down by a different guy every night if I want. Oh, yeah. Nothing. Let's just keep going. It's more questions now, right? I often find myself overthinking situations. Nope, no thinking here. Overthinking, I mean, I still think. You know, strongly disagree. Yeah. I regularly use sex to manage stress. Strong. Super strong. So fucking strong. Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, I am so good at managing stress with sex. Even the stress of people I'm having sex with. They can just pump all their stress into me. Fill me up with all of it. Cover me with it. The stress, I mean. And then the little pink pill makes all that stress vanish. I consider myself naturally submissive. Oh, so submissive. Oh yes, I'm daddy's good little subby princess. Oh, so good. So obedient for daddy. I mean, yeah, strongly agree. Yeah, stronger. Getting so much stronger. I'm frequently overwhelmed. Oh, so close to being completely overwhelmed by decisions. Yeah. I mean, no. I don't worry about make decisions anymore. I do what feels right. Disagree. Strongly. Stronger and stronger. I have something to confess. I've got these toys. This guy I'm seeing later thought it would be hot if I wore this plug in my ass and this toy in my pussy. And they vibrate. And he has the remote, and he really seems to want me to come. Fuck. I can't resist touching myself anymore. You're like the science guy, right? Medical stuff is normal for you? You've seen so many pussies, I'm sure, and big, huge tits. Slutty, coming horse, right? So it's no big deal if I just fuck my wet little pussy here. Oh, fuck. It's okay with me that your cock's hard. It's totally normal. Oh, you're a professional. Just observing. Observing a big titty bimbo. Submissive slut fucking herself. Oh. Watch this. Have you ever recorded self nipple sucking for science? Make sure you report that side effects include getting off by sucking one's own nipples. Oh, they're so fucking sensitive. Everything is so sensitive. And look how my skirt is up around my waist, and my top is down below my titties. I'm basically naked in front of you. It's so, so much hotter than you're just sitting there with your hard cock in your pants watching me. Oh. When you jerk your cock later, please think of me. Think of me when you come. Oh, they stopped. I should get going. And I left a puddle on the chair and some on the floor. Sorry. Same time next month. Okay. Bye. She said I couldn't be naked at her Halloween party. And I told her she's the dumb bitch, actually. Because first, I wasn't naked. I had cat ears and kitty paw gloves and a collar with a bell and a butt plug with a kitty tail and heels. And B, I can't wear anything else because cats don't wear clothes. And two, I can wear heels because they make my ass look nicer. And that's why her boyfriend and his friends had me bent over the table in the first place, so they can see my ass better. Anyway, that explains why I didn't make it to the science place yesterday. And also, who those three guys were that you saw leaving when you came to my apartment. You're already recording? You bad boy. Why didn't you tell me? And it's okay if I stay in my robe, right? I just like being comfy and free at home. Sometimes I forget I'm naked and I answer the door like that. I see a lot of delivery guy boners. Oh, so, okay. Right. Day, a lot of days. Oh, wow, 91? That's so much. Day 91, interview, the last one, right? Yeah, 4. Okay, what do you want to know? Yeah, my body is so yummy, right? The titties are tittying, the booty is bootylicious, the hair is flawless, and the pussy is pretty and little and pink in the middle. My whole body feels so good. I can even come from having my titties played with. Tittygasm. Oh, and look. I got them pierced, and I have shiny rings for them. Because I was like, what's better than big-ass titties? Shiny titties! Oh, and I pierced my pussy, too, see? I didn't want Kitty to feel jealous. Pretty titties, pretty kitty. I don't think my butt or my boobs are getting any bigger. At first, that made me sad, but, like, I had to get new bras a lot because they kept changing size every week. Now, I just get new bras because they're cute. And what else? Oh, sure, I've been up to lots of stuff. Oh, I was at this store buying these really tall heels and a nurse costume for a date I had. And I met this really nice lady who also had big titties. And we started talking, and she told me about this place she works where guys just throw money at you for being pretty and dancing. And that was so much funner than my dub computer job. So I started doing that. And also this other girl who works there showed me how to make money online. Guys will just give you so much money if you just do fun stuff for the camera. So that's work. It's super fun. A boyfriend Oh, yeah, I've got lots of boyfriends. I had three boyfriends last night. And I have the club manager boyfriend. And I have a Sunday boyfriend. And sometimes I have girlfriends, too. Mercedes, that's the girl from the club who showed me my internet stuff. Sometimes we're girlfriends for the camera. But also sometimes just for fun. Oh, and this one time I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend at the same time. They called me a unicorn. Isn't that beautiful? So pretty and magical. So yeah, that's me. Oh, it's question time? But reading all that stuff makes me feel sad. You have pictures? Oh, that's so smart and nice. Okay, so first one is a sad lady in an ugly suit, and she's got her head in her hands. Oh, too much thinking, right? Yeah, I used to do that. Super sad face. Next one is the sad lady taking... Hey, it's my pretty pink pills! Happy face! Those pills are magical. They took away all those sad thoughts, and now I'm full of, I don't know, happy bubbles. And last one, am I doing good? Oh, I like being a good girl for you. Oh, this one is the sad lady, but, oh, she's happy now. And she's got big titties and ass, and she's naked and crawling, and a really hot guy has a leash on her. Oh, that feels so good. Super happy face. Wow, that's exactly what happened to me. These pills are great. You smarty, sciencey guys think of so much cool stuff, and dumb girls ignore you. But I'm a dumb girl, and I won't ignore you. You deserve a reward for everything you do. And that reward is me. Oh, well, there goes my little robe. And now you can see it all. I'm all naked and needy and on my knees, crawling for you like a good little bimbo slut. So you should show me that nice, hard, smart guy cock. Oh, yum. I was right about you. You were hiding a big one. Big ones need lots of extra love. And kisses. All over your yummy shaft. Oh. And big yummy balls. And it needs licks all over. Lots of warm, sloppy love. Whatever it takes to get a hoe wet and slippery. So you can slide him in between my big titties. Of course you can fuck my titties, silly. They're titties. Like, what else are you gonna do with them? There you go. Get this big hard dick between my milkies. And I can still give your big dick lots of sloppy kisses. I feel so soft, but firm squishing your cock, don't they? I love cocks. And they love when you play with my pierced nipples, too. Oh, wow, they're so sensitive. They feel so good. Really get rough with them. seriously. I love when a big dominant man with a big strong cock abuses my body. Use me. Pinch them. Pull them. Slap my boobs. Oh, yes, thank you. Don't stop. You're gonna make me come just from fucking my tits. You ever see a bimbo so horny? She comes from titty fucking. You're about to. Oh, please use my big slutty tits. Come all over. Come on my titties and my face. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you for all the yummy, gummy mess. Thank you for the pills that made me so happy. Oh, I almost forgot. I'm out of my pretty pink pills. Permanent? I'm permanent? But I'm not ready for a baby. Oh, right. That's pregnant. What's the thing you said? Oh, so I'll be like this forever? I don't need the pills? Oh, yay! I'm so happy! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you! Oh, but can I have some more anyway? My roommate keeps saying how she's worried about me a lot, and she seems really sad. I know those pink pills will make her happy again. They worked for me.